Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Pirelli tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. And we are live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com, we will help you get there. They have an unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. It is the third hour of the Odd Couple. We got Trolling or Rolling with Martin Weiss coming up at the bottom of the hour. And then, of course, it is a Trash Talking Tuesday. So it'll be your turn to trash anyone or anything in the world of sports. You have about 30 to 40 seconds to do so. You can call in about 35 minutes or so. Rob Parker, who did you trash today on Deadspin?
No trashing, of course, because of the holiday. Whenever there's a Monday holiday, the staff who puts together the video doesn't work. So
you should trash the staff.
Yeah, I mean, it's a union shop. They get the day off. I'm not mad at them. I'm not bad.
Well, look, a team that was trashed last year.
Well, one that could easily be trashed is the shirt that you're wearing, the jacket that you're wearing.
LSU?
LSU for that.
You know I'm repping. It was a heartbreaking loss.
Come on, you know you were mad, right? Did you kick the TV set in?
No, I didn't go that far, but I felt like it. Oh,
they were outplayed.
I was stunned that they were outplayed. Now, the first drive of the game, I don't know if you watched the whole thing. The first drive of the game, they looked great. They had to settle for a field goal. But I was like, oh, they marched easily on them, and it's going to be
just a matter of time.
Right. And they did nothing else, really, until, late in the game when they were down. And they had a chance to steal it. They didn't deserve it, Rob. But they had a chance to steal it. And two blocked field goal attempts or extra point attempts. And then I think one was a blocked field goal and a blocked extra point. and then two fumble punts. I mean, come on. And it's like we talked a little bit about college football yesterday, Rob. That's the type of loss. I mean, yeah, if they run the table in the SEC or, you know, maybe lose one more game but beat some of the big boys, they got a shot. But, man, that's a tough one. And Brian Kelly, not much of a debut. That's for darn sure.
No, that was a debut, Chris. That wasn't a debut. and Rob G has something a little bit more on this because they got dragged on the internet.
I'm glad you brought up. Well, it got even worse today. I'm glad you brought up Brian Kelly. I wish I could play the sound, but because the audio is so low, you can't hear it. But I'm going to send you guys the link to the video. But he had his meeting with the media today, and there were some late-arriving reporters. So he took it upon himself by saying, hey, you know, we got some late-arriving people here. It's going to be $10. We'll have a big party at the end of the year with all the times you're late. And the reporter fires back. She says, maybe if you win, I'd be on time.
Nah, that's pretty foul.
That's a Rob Parker comment right there. I love it.
Wow.
That's me. I'll send you the video.
Exactly. I don't blame her. How, you know, they can show up whenever they want. I mean, I'm not advocating being late.
No, but what are you worried about as a coach?
He's got nothing to do with it.
You know what, Chris? Most of the time, they start the press conference. You're not here. Tough luck. And you do your 10 minutes and walk out. I was here. I did my 10 minutes. And if you didn't get it from somebody else. Or don't quote me. That's what I would say.
Right. But in that situation, that's a nice comeback. What did he say? Did he?
He's like, well, it's not about winning. It's about being prompt.
I mean, that was bad. Look, Brian Kelly, you can't argue with what he did at Notre Dame. I mean, he did a really great job. But I was not impressed. I'm sorry. And I know Florida State is a program, you know, could be on the rise. I mean, obviously, they've got a nice history. But LSU's got an even better one.
All the LSU people with Brian Kelly, that's a heartbreaker. I'm sorry.
That's terrible.
Am I right?
Your first game, you come out like that. They got outplayed. They did. And they were bad. And again, the special teams were bad. And a lot of that's going to fall at his feet, Rob. So good for that reporter, you know, standing up for herself. So let's talk about the Cowboys, Rob, and the Eagles, because a lot of people are high on the Eagles.
You know what, Chris? I'm not that high on the Cowboys. I get why they're switching off the Cowboys. But Jalen Hurts, I'm just not there yet. I'm not saying he can't be good. He won't be good, Chris, but I'm not there yet. I still think it's a question mark. Am I wrong?
He's definitely a question mark. Now, and I've said this from the get-go, he is a leader, Rob. Wouldn't you agree? He seems like a leader. He seems like a guy that, you know, the locker room respects, not only likes, but respects. But you also need to be able to throw the football. He's not Lamar Jackson in you know, running the ball. And unless you're that, you got to be able to throw it some. And that's the question mark with him, Rob. Even last year, I think he had 16 touchdowns and 15 starts. That's not going to cut it in today's NFL. So I am not sold. They got a nice roster. Obviously, last year they won 7 of their last 10, and that's why a lot of people are high on them now. So they've got some things you can be excited about, but he's got to prove that he can throw the football. Because again, he's not Lamar Jackson. He can run it. He runs it well, but not well enough to throw the ball as poorly as he has at times.
Rob G, I would love for you to look up who Philly beat in that stretch, because I think it was a slew of bad teams.
It was.
Am I right?
If I remember correctly. I don't know the exact team.
I don't remember, but if you could just look at who they beat. And that's why I think it's a little fool's goal, just a little bit. You know, like,
well,
you got to win
the
games.
Here you go, Rob.
You have it?
They were 0-6 against teams that reached the playoffs last year.
There you go. And they got the – there you go.
So – you know, Nick Sirianni, it was his first year, seemed like he did a pretty good job. But a lot of people are really high on them. Look, I love that they added A.J. Brown. And A.J. Brown is the type of guy that you can throw a short pass
to. He cost me money.
And he'll turn it into something. Oh, he's a bad boy.
But you like, remember,
I think he's only slightly below. I wouldn't even call him a poor man's Deebo Samuel. I think that's an insult to A.J. Brown. Like, he's right there.
But don't you remember?
Like Deebo Samuel.
Against the Lions, he dropped those two touchdowns. You remember that game?
Yeah. But he, I like.
No, I know. I'm just saying.
So they're looking at him and Devontae Smith, you know what I mean? And they're, people are thinking, okay, that, you know, they made some other additions. So people are high on them. I am not as high on them as others. And I'm not, I still am going with Dallas in the division, Rob. I think both teams could make the playoffs. The NFC is, it's weaker than I remember it in a long time. But I think Dallas still, that defense has very good players at every level. We know how good Dan Quinn is as a defensive coordinator. And I think, Rob, I do think, I'm not going to use the term I used last year, although I might start using it at some point, because I feel like Dak Prescott is going to have a very good year.
Wow.
He had a really good year last year. His problem, Rob, he threw 37 touchdowns, threw for over 4,000 yards. His problem is he has not been able to beat the good teams.
Right.
And that's
and when
his
you get to the
problem.
Postseason, Chris, you play normally.
Oh, everybody's good.
Right.
Exactly.
That's the issue. And you remember last year, the taste in your mouth or your last view of Dak Prescott was an awful performance at home against the 49ers.
Yep.
You remember? Like,
yep.
Mind-blowing. And yep. Last season,
they lose a home playoff game.
Let me give you this. I got a couple numbers. The last four seasons, Dak, 8-17 against teams with winning records. His touchdown to interception ratio against the bad teams is 5-1. Excellent. You know, like,
right.
Mind-boggling.
Right.
Against the good teams, it's below. It's 2-1. So you see, and you're supposed to feast on the bad team. Don't get me wrong,
right,
Chris.
Right.
You're supposed to. But you need that. The balance is you play 500 against the good teams and you demolish the bad teams. That's the goal.
Right.
Just play and 500.
And some people don't recognize it, Rob. And this is why I think a lot of people, and as you know, I was saying Dak was en route to be an elite, which is why that's what I'm saying. I'm not ready to throw that phrase out yet. But I think you would admit, I still didn't go as far as some people. I mean, some people were thinking, are you going to throw for 6,000 yards and this and that?
I don't think
they looked at the fact that even though you could just look at the box score and say, wow, he put up big numbers against everybody. You know, most of the team, like really good teams. He put up 400 plus yards. Yeah, but a lot of that was because they were coming back, playing catch-up, and other teams were in the prevent defense.
That's why, Chris, I do believe in that you have to look at when those yards
right.
are being thrown.
No
because
doubt.
There's a lot of that goes on. And, you know, you notice, too, in the NBA, like a player, when the game is in the balance, Chris, and it's like the game is on the line, he's
right.
got 12 points, and then you're down 20, and you score 8 in the fourth quarter.
Right.
And you got 20. Oh, he
right.
averages 20. No.
Right.
When the game
absolutely.
Mattered, you got 11. That's all that you got. And now you can put these easy baskets at the end, right, where they're just kind of
right.
trying to close the game out. It makes a difference.
Well, and we know the receiving core was weakened. They lost Amari Cooper and Cedric Wilson. I think they'll be, you know, I like CeeDee Lamb, and I think they'll be okay there. I think they'll be good enough there. But his running game is going to have to be stellar. And I'm not counting on Zeke to do all of it. But between Zeke and Tony Pollard, if Zeke stays healthy, I think he can play well. Not great, but well. And then I think Tony Pollard, I think the better Zeke plays, the more that will open things up for Tony Pollard, because Zeke can soften up that defense And then Tony Pollard can strike like lightning. So I think that's critical for them, Rob. It always has been
I'm
for
expecting
Dak.
Expecting nothing from Ezekiel Elliott, like zero.
He was pretty good last year. Now, it was a year ago. But before his knee began bothering him, he actually ran the ball well. But it was five games. So you got to last the whole season. And so we'll see. But let's throw it out to the callers, Rob. 877-99 on Fox. Or actually, no callers because we got trash talk this week. So you'll be able to call in about 15 minutes. You can trash anyone or anything in the world of sports. You have 30 to 40 seconds to do so. All right, Jim Harbaugh's got a plan that could revolutionize college sports. We'll get into that next. It's the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Oh, yeah. I used to love this song. Well, like it. It was a good song. DJ Alex Teichert in the house.
Who is this?
Doing his thing.
Who is this?
This is Rush, right, Alex? Rush.
Yes, sir.
Sawyer.
I thought
you never heard this, Rob?
Gray Slick.
No, Rush. You heard this song.
Yeah, I've heard it.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was Rush, though. I know who Rush is, but I didn't know.
All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob from the TireRack.com studios. Rob, Jim Harbaugh, coach at Michigan, has a bright idea about players, college players, being paid. Obviously, they can get paid now through name, image, likeness. But the NCAA has gotten off the hook, Rob. Now, like, people, I don't think, it seems like a lot of people still don't recognize and understand. Okay, yes, players are able to get paid off their name, image, and likeness.
But the NCAA, still is
making billions of dollars off these players, isn't paying a dime. Isn't paying a dime. Now, you might argue, well, that money, NIL money, would otherwise, if it wasn't going to the players, would go to the teams and the universities. Okay, fine. But still, the money they're getting from the television revenue and the like is not going or even being shared at all with the players. And Jim Harbaugh, for one, doesn't like it. Here's what he had to say about it.
I think you know exactly where I stand on that. Well documented that I do believe the players should receive a revenue share, you know, from the massive TV deals that are have been worked out. As I said back in the summer, I think, you know, large piece should come from the ones who are negotiating those TV deals. You know, the Big Ten. It's 7 point something billion. It's a lot of billions. It's a lot of money. You know, I think the players should receive a revenue share.
Makes sense to me.
Yeah, but his khakis are on too tight because he hadn't talked to the powers that be. These are the same people, Chris, who stopped kids from getting pizza, who threw kids out of school if somebody gave them a $20 bill. I mean, really? The same people are in power.
They didn't want to give them name, image, likeness.
Exactly. They threatened the state of California.
But my point is they were forced to.
No, right, but I'm saying...
So why can't they be forced to do this?
The players would have to force them is what it is. I'm just saying, like, I think Jim Harbaugh's idea is correct. I'm just saying, I don't think he's talked to the NCAA and the people who hold the purse string because they don't want to give the players
anything.
He's
on an island right now. There's no doubt.
They don't want to give the players anything that they don't have to.
Right. But they got to put the pressure on them to do it, but I agree, it's going to be an uphill climb.
There's no pressure other than stopping the machine. That's the only way you get money. You got to stop the machine. If you want, you want to get up, you know, like the union. You want to get a higher wage, Chris. You stop the newspaper presses. You stop the car lines in Detroit. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's the only way someone is going to say, yeah, well, we got to get these things back rolling. What will it take? And as long as the players continue to play without disruption, they'll never get like what they should. There's no other way around it. When CBS or ESPN or Fox, Chris, says, well, we can't deliver that big check to you because we haven't had any games on the last 2 weeks, that's when things change. Am I wrong?
No, you're right. In that, I mean, Frederick Douglass was his famous quote. I'm paraphrasing a tad, but it was that power concedes nothing without a fight.
Yeah,
without a
fight.
Pressure, you know. So I agree. Rob, I could see I mean, I don't know. I'm not even going to say, in light of that, let me put it this way. In light of that, we talked yesterday about the 12-team playoff. Obviously, you've seen teams from the Pac-12 leave and join the Big Ten. There are people that think the future of college football is three super conferences, maybe four. Rob, here's what I could see happening down the line. And this ties into what Harbaugh was saying. And I bucked at the notion of this a while ago, but the more I think about it, it makes all the sense in the world. I could see college football eventually being very much like the NFL in terms of its structure. So where you had maybe maybe two conferences, maybe an SEC and the Big Ten, so to speak, but maybe a couple of divisions in those conferences. So maybe you had four divisions and two conferences, something like that, where you basically have 40-ish teams that were competing at the highest level. And I didn't like it because I was like, wow, you limited so much. But there aren't even that many teams that can really win the national championship. So let's say you had about 40 teams. Like the NFL's got its 32. You had like 40 teams in these two power conferences, four power divisions. And then 12 of them, just throwing out the number that right now the college football playoffs is going to have in a few years. 12 of them make the playoffs, and then they play for the championship. If they go to a structure like that, Rob, that, again, is very similar to the NFL in structure as far as the divisional setup and stuff, then perhaps they could get a share of the revenue. Because one thing that the NCAA and even any naysayers are going to say about Harbaugh's plan or suggestion is that, well, what about all these schools that aren't making money? There are only a handful that are making money. Well, those 40 or so that would be at the highest level, most of them would be generating some revenue. And if they're, you know, at that top level, even the few that don't, I think would end up generating it because the TV deals and they'd be on TV more and stuff like that. So I think that's a structure where I think a plan like Harbaugh's would work, Rob.
Yeah.
Because you can't just say kids should get paid, right? Because a lot of the teams don't make, most of the teams don't make money. And that's something the NCAA will always be able to use to stave off having to pay.
Well, but there's so much money coming in, way more than they've ever had. And with what's happened, I don't see it happening because I think that you have to force them to do it. I don't think they're just going to be generous and say, oh, yeah, we just had a windfall of cash, Chris. Let's give it out to the kids. I just don't see that
ever
happening.
Now, there's going to have to be some type of pressure.
Got to be pressure to question these guys and say, you just signed a $7 billion TV deal and the kids get nothing? Like, how is that cool?
So, all right, Trolling or Rolling with Martin Weiss is next, Rob Parker. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
My goodness, good job, Ivo.
All right, let's go. We got
it's
Martin
time
the
for Trolling or Rolling with Martin Weiss.
They see me trolling.
Tom Brady, he's done.
They hating.
Aaron Rodgers did not have a Pro Bowl season.
Trying to get me riding.
It's Trolling or Rolling.
That's my time for Trolling or Rolling. I'm Martin Weiss, and just in case this is your first time hearing it, like, this was the first time Chris Broussard, Nick Wright, and Kevin Wiles were on in the afternoon.
That's right.
You hear the roll sound.
They see me rolling.
Congratulations, my brother. And if
thank you.
For some reason you're not a fan of that, I don't know why you're listening to this, but we're going to hear the troll sound for that.
Oh, man. Hey.
All right. So LeBron James Jr. and LeBron James Sr. went on a visit to Ohio State to watch the football season opener. Afterward, he dropped pictures on Instagram of him wearing Ohio State basketball, LeBron James Jr., this is, dropped pictures on Instagram of him wearing Ohio State basketball uniforms. The internet went crazy, of course. Chris, trolling or rolling, Bronny going to play in Columbus?
Well, can I ask you, do you mean my view of it, or do I think it'll happen?
Well, I asked you, so I was asking for your opinion. What do you think, Chris?
No, I mean, I'm trying to, like, which am I trolling or rolling? But I'm going to take it as would I like to see it. I'm going to roll with it.
Okay. See me rolling.
I mean, we all know where LeBron's from, Ohio. He has been, you know, done a lot for the state. And I would love to see Bronny go to Ohio State. I'll say this, probably better for him to go to a powerhouse where he can really shine. But, yeah, Ohio State, I'd be down with it. That's his home state and certainly his dad's home state.
I'm trolling it.
Oh, man. Unless
Bronny's playing for the football team. Ohio. Do they even have basketball since Dennis Hobson was the number two pick in the NBA draft? My man Hop. I covered him with the New Jersey Nets.
You ever heard
Chris?
Of Jimmy Jackson?
Yes, but it's been a long time for Ohio State.
That was a while ago, too.
How about that? It's been a long time is all I'm saying. So Ohio State isn't the same in hoops as it used to be.
Toronto Roar, a couple Fox Sports Radio. Now, new Laker Patrick Beverley was sweating after practice during his press conference today. So none other than Russell Westbrook himself tossed the towel over to him. Pat Bev said, thank you. I love that, brother. First dime of the year to reporters after catching the towel. Chris, trolling or rolling, Pat Bev and Russell Westbrook can coexist.
Oh, I'm a rolling with
them. They see me rolling.
Sure, they can coexist. Their games aren't the best fit by any stretch of the imagination, but look, I said it yesterday. The notion, they have a past. They went at each other in the past. Yeah, so did Dennis Rodman and Scottie Pippen. Yeah, so did Andre Drummond and Joel Embiid. So did Matt Barnes and Kobe Bryant, Ron Artest and Kobe Bryant. And when they teamed up, it was all good. So their games aren't a really good fit, but will they be a problem, like, attitudinally with each other? No, they'll be fine.
I'm rolling with it.
They see me rolling.
They're professionals, but I do have to correct you, I think, Martin, because Westbrook threw the towel to who'd he throw it to?
Threw it to Patrick Beverley,
who threw it back to Westbrook, who then threw the towel off the side of the backboard. I just want to get that in. I'm sorry.
It landed about as good as that joke.
I'm sorry. Speaking of that, I do have an announcement coming up for my next stand-up. For my
After
next
that
stand-up,
joke,
Martin.
You might want to save it.
No, it's coming.
Okay, Chris, after that one, he needs to sit down. The Seahawks and the Broncos play week one. Russell Wilson making his Seattle return in his first pro game he played as a member of not the Seahawks. The Seahawks wide receiver Tyler Lockett says the fans in Seattle should, quote, cheer him on for everything he's done when he takes the field this weekend. Chris, trolling or rolling, the 12th man cheering for Mr. Unlimited?
Wow, that's a great question. I'm going to say trolling.
Oh, man. Hate.
I mean, I would love for them to cheer him. He got them their Super Bowl. But I think the way it wasn't like they moved on, the team moved on from him. It was like he kind of forced it over those last couple of years. I think they're – I might be wrong, but I think they're
going to – Oh, man. Hate.
They should boo the hell out of him and say thanks for – They already cheered him and gave him a parade for all the great things he did. He's wearing a different uniform, and that's how you should treat him. It's okay. Doesn't mean you hate him, but they should boo the hell out of Russell. They should.
All right.
I'm with you, Rob. The next time they clap for Russell Wilson, he'll be at his retirement speech.
Right. They've given him his flowers and
we've seen places where they cheer the guy before the game, and then every time they booed the hell out of Brady after the start of the game.
Right,
but they cheered him before the game. That's my point.
No, but he said everything he does on the field is what Lockett said.
You don't believe that. Of course, they shouldn't cheer for him during the game, but they could cheer for him before.
Yeah, you give him a warm ovation to start the game, Chris.
No,
before the game. But once you're on the field.
I thought it was everything he did in the past for us.
No.
I thought is what Lockett said. But during the game, obviously, no. All right, Martin, thank you, brother. We appreciate
you. All right.
Trash Talking Tuesday is now. Call in 877-99 on Fox. You got 30 to 40 seconds to trash anyone, anything in the world of athletics. That's next. iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Come on, Chris. I can't believe he trashed me like that.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, it is the iCouple, Chris and Rob. We're brought to you by AutoZone. They got the free services you need to help you get back on the road, such as their free AutoZone Fix Finder service. And with more than 5,600 locations nationally, AutoZone is here to help you save time and money with those free services. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions do apply. Get in the zone. AutoZone, it's time for Trash Talking Tuesday.
Don't you ever talk about me.
It's Trash Talking Tuesday.
It's your teeth, Reggie. I don't know whether to smile at you or kick a field goal, man.
All right, here we go, Chris. Let's kick it off with Joe in Arizona. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing,
hey, how's,
Joe?
How's it going, Chris? Rob?
Good, man.
How are you?
Hey, long-time listener down in Arizona. But I'm going to call, I'm trashing both of y'all, man. You and Chris, every time y'all poo-poo my team, Dallas Mavericks, acting like we didn't have one of the best championship runs there was. We went through Kobe's Lakers. KD, Russ, Harden with the Thunder. We went through San Antonio when they still had Tim Duncan in the Big Three. Then we went through Miami. Y'all try to poo-poo us like we didn't have a good team. Every time y'all bring up LeBron, y'all bring up that Dallas Mavericks game like we wasn't the truth. What's up with that?
All right, there you go. That's fair game. We don't respond, Joe, on trash talking. That's why we're not coming back at you. All right, Sean in Oregon.
Would have won that.
Stop. Sean in Oregon. You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Sean?
I'm trash talking my Oregon Ducks and Coach Dan Lanning. You know what I mean?
Wow.
You're going back there on national television playing last year's national champs, and that's what you do? As you leave the game plan on the bus? I mean, he should have had those kids playing out of their mind. This is probably one of the biggest games they ever played in their life. That's just unacceptable. I hope I never see anything like that ever again. Thanks for taking my calls, you guys.
No doubt.
All right. Nice.
I like Sean.
Strong.
They left the game plan, yeah. Chris, on the bus. Hey, good. Wait a minute. Did the bus pull off the game plan? Wait a minute. John in San Diego. You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. Hey, John, who you trashing?
What up, gentlemen? I'm trashing the famous Kobe Bryant, y'all.
Wow.
Listen, I know he was a great player. He was a crappy husband. Not because he cheated, because he got caught. And the whole black mama mentality, yeah, because you're a snake. No wonder you took down that image. Bro, listen, you lived, you died, houses burned, people die. Move on. You're dead. We're good.
Wow.
I don't like that. Wow. I mean, that's a little too much. Come on.
That's,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, he's gone.
He's gone.
Let's leave
right.
it at that.
If you want to talk about what you thought of him as a player, but to belittle his death like that, what if Vanessa's listening?
Yes.
She might be a big iCouple fan.
You know what? You never know. But that's a little extreme. All right, Mace. Do we have time? We got 3 minutes for Mace? No, I'm just kidding. Mace, you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. Chris, who is he? Who you trashing, Mace? Hold on, Chris.
Guess. Let me guess.
Hold on before we talk.
Paul Kariya.
Denny Crum.
All right. Go ahead, Mace.
Not bad guesses. It's actually going to be Jerry Sandusky.
Wow.
Degenerate.
Please.
Low-hanging fruit.
The most vile, disgusting, odious individual in my file cabinet. What you did to those kids was indefensible. You're a disgusting human being. It was only a matter of time your crimes would come back to haunt you. Thankfully, you're now in prison for the rest of your life. I bet with your old, decrepit hands, you consistently drop the soap. At this point, I hope you met fellow inmates Big Bubba and Rufus. En tu caso, pendejo, espero que te guste pito. Listen here, Jerry. You may think your time here on Earth is almost up, but don't think for a nanosecond that you're off the hook. Since you're the lowest form of any living microorganism, it's only fitting that after you pass away, you will be reincarnated as a chihuahua that is owned by that stupid bimbo waste of DNA, Paris Hilton.
My God.
Wow.
Hey,
look, Jerry.
Can we squeeze MJ? MJ in New Orleans. He probably wants to rip us, Chris. You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, MJ?
I'm trashing Christopher Delroy Broussard.
Uh-oh. Who?
A lot of emphasis. Chris.
Did he say Elroy?
Broussard. Delroy. All right. For saying something he's been putting a lot of emphasis on, And as a long-time listener, I keep hearing him talk about how he has bars. Whenever an instrumental or intro is playing, Robert Jedediah Parker lived out his dreams doing stand-up, taking it to the stage. So in the words of Jay-Z, it's time to show us what you got, bro.
Oh,
Robert,
yeah.
Robert's done it again. Lapping you again, dropping another song just today. So it's time to get down or lay down, drop a 16, or stop the cap about rapping. Christopher, Delroy, Broussard.
I love it, MJ. Calling Chris out. Get on the stage.
But hold on. He's not calling anybody out. Have I not dropped bars before?
No, he wants you to get on stage and perform somewhere.
Oh, well, man, come on. I stay in my lane. I ain't about to go on no stage or rap. But have I? And I have done that. But you know he can't say. I've dropped bars. I dropped bars on Twitter that we played on here. I dropped different bars before. Yes. Elroy, you calling me Elroy? Why don't you listen more often?
I think you have dropped bars, but it was more like Ivory. I think Ivory bars, right? No.
I was dropping rhymes, baby.
That's it.
Nice try, though. All right, it is the iCouple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We are signing off, but keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Radio, iHeart app, or SiriusXM Channel 83. Jason Smith, Mike Harmon. They bring fire!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Roger that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.